Hello, welcome to my podcast, The Invention and Inventor. In today's episode, we will be talking about the invention of the microchip and creator of the polio vaccine, Jonas Salk. Act 1, the microchip. The microchip is a small silicone chip that can act as an amplifier, oscillator, timer, microprocessor, or even a computer memory system, which was invented in 1959. It's basically a small platform that can hold an entire integrated circuit. The microchip retains its information in a sort of alphabet called a binary code, which is primarily made up of ones and zeros. Microchips can be used in cell phones, your credit card, or to track your pet. The microchip was the result of the Cold War. They used the chip to easily transfer information for the war. Two men created almost identical microchips at nearly the same time. Jack Kilby, working for Texas Instruments, got a patent for a miniaturized electronic circuit in February 1959. Robert Noyce, co-founder of the Fairchild Semiconductor Corporation, got a patent for silicone-based integrated circuits in July 1959. They were both working to solve the same problem, how to make more of less. Most of their companies engaged in a legal battle over the microchip through the 60s until they decided to cross-license their technologies. Microchips are everywhere, from cars to offices to watches, and a lot more than you are aware of. Some people estimate that the average American touches or uses over 500 devices that have microchips. Even normal household appliances have started to include microchips in them. The microchip has allowed everyone to be connected to the internet, which has changed the dynamic of human society. The microchip has been integrated into many different technologies, such as credit cards to ensure more secure purchases, cell phones to allow you to connect to the internet, and cars to accurately optimize the usage of fuel in your car, or even to track when your plant needs to be watered. The microchip has also been used in a medical perspective. It has been used to track blood pressure and learn about the human body. Recently, scientists have even been able to create a microchip that simulates the human brain, which can teach us about brain functions. Act 2, the inventor. At its peak, polio was killing or paralyzing hundreds of thousands of people each year. The lucky survived to walk on crutches, while many died of suffocation when they were so paralyzed that they couldn't even use their lungs. Jonas Salk was originally recruited to work on the influenza vaccine, but came to introduce the polio vaccine, saving thousands of lives each year. Salk also was an evolutionist and believed strongly in human potential. John Salk was born in 1914 and was the son of first-generation Jewish immigrants, and he was the first in his family to attend college. He gained his medical degree from New York University School of Medicine in 1939. He became a scientist physician at Mount Sinai Hospital, and 10 years later, Salk moved to the University of Michigan to work on flu viruses. He eventually specialized on polio, and after 7 years of research, he got funding to work on a polio vaccine. In just 2 years since the polio vaccine's creation in 1954, the annual diagnosis of polio dropped from 45,000 to just below 1,000 cases per year. The iron lung industry, which manufactured synthetic lungs to keep polio victims alive, plummeted. Today, there are almost no cases of polio in the U.S. In 2017, there were 22 reported cases. Thanks to Salk, polio is almost unheard of now. His methods have been replicated in many other vaccines. And something that most people overlook is how Salk also studied evolution. He wrote 4 books on the nature and evolution of humans, and he was very interested in the man's true potential, and many of his ideas and theories have inspired evolutionists today. Since the invention of the microchip, America has changed significantly by contributing to the start of the internet and making everyday life easier for citizens. And without Salk's revolutionary vaccine, the polio epidemic could still be raging through the country. Thank you for listening to my podcast, The Invention and Inventor.